episode 156 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise, and today I've got a What to Crack, a swap section, a double review section, a me section, and a shoppy section. I sponsor us for my own crafty business, which is www.etsy.com/shop/CaithnessCraft. All links are with the show notes, so get your cup of tea or your dram. I'll let you know what you can crack us in Caithness, Scotland this week. A hello section. A Louise hello. Normally it's a Sandy hello, but as some listeners will have guessed, I'm using the iPhone this episode. So a Louise hello to new to me, with being with me a while now and being with me forever listeners. I very much appreciate you tuning in, and I hope that you're enjoying yourself. A Sandy hello to new group members. Liz from Tongue, who is How Many Stitches, Tweed L, who's from South Africa, and Knitting O Tackle from Vancouver, Washington. A random Sandy hello, or random Louise hello, to Wallenby Dreamer, Pat B, Smiley Fish, Knitting Chemistry, and Cotton Fresh. What's a crack? I have in my sticky paws a copy of Painted Woolly Toppers for Kids by Woolly Wormhead, and I have my reviewers, who are actually at school just now, they're all primed to tell you about it in the next episode, because they're kids and I thought they'd be quite good at reviewing it. And you can get it at the early bird price of £9 if you're quick before then. Also, I have on my sticky collection, not actually sticky, it's just a nice way of saying it, a new design, and it's by my lovely friend Ellen M. Silva, and she very kindly gifted me a new cowl pattern this morning, which was the most nicest thing ever to wake up to, and it's called Sun Blossom Cowl. And she used some Crea fibre that she'd bought from her sister of Fairwinds Farm, and oh my, I can't wait to get started on this. Thank you very much, Ellen. So you can go and buy her pattern via Ravelry. Are you ready for this singing? The bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain, the mummy bear went over the mountain to fall over and sprain her ankle on the way down. I'm not a happy camper, listeners. I'm 5 weeks away now from the Aviemore Half Marathon, 4 weeks away now from the Craggy Island Triathlon, and I'm not at my mileage training schedule at all. I know, you do all these things, Louise, and then you get injured and you cannot complain. So we went up Ben Hope as a family a couple of weeks ago, and it was a fun day out on Ben Hope, which is Scotland's most northerly Munro. And a Munro is a mountain over 3,000 feet, and it was named after Hugh Munro, who went round Scotland and decided that all these mountains over 3,000 feet should be, well, I don't actually think he decided that they should be called after him, but they are. And it's a thing you do in Scotland if you're into hill walking. Now, we had lots of food on the way up and down, and I was quite chuffed with the bairns, particularly Daisy's first Munro. Sandy's done it before, he's too cool for school. And Quattro, being the old dog, I had to pick him up a couple of times to help him up the path, because it's quite steep in places. But he was clever, he was using his brain, he was trying to get round them, but there was only about three times I had to help him up and help him down. So we moaned except Richard, and he was using it as a training exercise for the Braveheart Triathlon, which is tomorrow. You're going to be exhausted here. It is a 1.2 mile swim in Loch Linney, a 56 mile cycle out to Loch Laggan, and then a half marathon up and down Ben Nevis, which is the highest mountain in Britain. I know, I'm exhausted typing it. He's been training for this big time, and it's the event of the year for him. So whilst he'll be very tired after, I think he can achieve it no problem, and on a good time, barring technical difficulties. I myself did start back cycling and swimming, but I'm not supposed to be running yet because I want to rest the ankle a bit more because it's still twinging. Some places say 12 weeks rest, but I don't think it was that bad. Anyway, this mummy bear was a little bit scunnered. On to the review section, which is the main crack this week. Hold on, I'll just do a division. Right. Oh, I'm so slick and technically. You never even noticed that being put in there, did you? What do you mean you're nodding your head? Of course you did. Oh, look! Geese! The geese are back. The swallows and the house martins are still... The last broods are still here. Two of our nests have emptied, but one's still there. But the other ones, off they go. So, haste you back, little poopy types on my car. I miss you for the summertime. But the geese are coming back and our fields are honking. Sorry. Hold on. We'll restart that again. So, review section. I have some St. Kilda lace weight, and this is from Blacker Yarns. And it's been dyed by Knitting Goddess. Now, some of you are also Knit British listeners, and hello Louise, and she has a wonderful interview with Joy of Knitting Goddess regarding this yarn. So I will direct you to you if you have not as yet listened. With most things in the knitting world, there's going to be some crossover things, and well, this is one of them, but some of you are not her listeners, and some of her listeners are not my listeners. Plus, it's not a bad thing to hear more about this yarn, is it? So, here's the technical marketing from the Blacker itself. Our St. Kilda yarn is unique and rare homage to the Scottish archipelago and World Heritage Site on the outer edges of the Hebrides. The island's native Borrowry and Soey sheep are two of the oldest and rarest of all British breeds, so there's only enough wool to make a limited amount of Blacker each year. These fibres blended with Shetland can create a beautifully delicate and textured yarn with plenty of bounce. St. Kilda has a real grip, so it's exquisitely suited to lace, knitting and textured shawls. The Knitting Goddess is an independent dyer of specialist British knitting yarns. All the yarns are dyed by Joy in small batches, so every skein is unique. Joy is an expert dyer. Her astute colour sense shines through in these highly saturated jewel tones. Hand-dyed yarns possess a great depth and intensity, which is particularly striking over the subtly shaded St. Kilda yarn. This collaboration between Blacker Yarns and Knitting Goddess came about from a mutual desire to recognise the importance of this country's rich textile heritage and elevate the fibre from such rare and beautiful sheep. For more details on St. Kilda, there's a dedicated website, www.kilda.org.uk. And this is a limited edition. So when I was first offered the yarn, actually, see that? That's on the back of your ball band. I think you get loads of information there, and there's a really cool design on the front of the ball band, and it's of, I'm assuming, St. Kilda cliffs. So, and there's birdies, and it's got lots of information on the ball band. More than you ever need to know about anything, but I shall proceed with what I think about it. So when I was first offered the yarn, I do admit to picking up on the name of St. Kilda wrongly. I thought that it was actually from St. Kilda, that island, the Atlantic, which is 201 miles from me. But on closer inspection and also listening to Knit British, I realised that it's an homage to St Kilda, because the wool blend in this is mentioned as Borrowry and Soey plus Shetland, and they actually live on the mainland, these sheep that the wool come from, and Orkney. But the breeds Borrowry and Soey are originally from St Kilda archipelago, and whilst they live there now, we think wild and unmanaged, we certainly, it's not this yarn from Blacker, but I have to admit, it did take a little bit of the shine off my wonderful wee 50 gram of yarn, so I'm going to admit that, but then I got over it, completely and utterly. I was wanting to do a lovely swatch, and I hunted through my proper knitting books and lace weight projects in, and the one I was really looking at was Jean Sowerby's Victorian Lace Today, and I was thinking about doing the cap shawl, because it was holding my attention. And then I thought, I don't actually have enough for a whole capsule, obviously, but I might start it and see how it goes. And then, well, I'll either buy some more of the yarn to finish it or see how it goes with the other lace weight I have in my stash, which was looking for a special occasion. And then I thought, I could do a bookmark. And then I thought, lots of things. But I've actually started a pie shawl from Elizabeth Zimmerman's book, The Knitter's Almanac. And then I'm thinking, I really actually want to just stick with this for the Knitting Goddess. So I'll have to make that decision when it comes to it. It's going to be a big, long project, I think, this one. So I was having a bit of a conversation with Katie Swift on Twitter, and she's doing a big lace weight shawl too, and has started The Girl with the Red Rose Slippers by Anna Dalvey. And that was actually one of the ones I looked at. So we're almost sure twins. Anyway, back to the lease. Some of you may shudder at lease wheat, but you get a lot of yardage from your wheat, and it's 700 metres per 100 gram, which is quite a lot of meterage for a little bit of wheat. Some of you may shudder. Lace weight. Well, you don't always have to use a small needle for the thin yarn, and it's not too far off sock weight, and lots of you knit socks. Plus, the end product is going to be wonderful, as you've invested time and effort in the project. And it could be a huge lace shawl, or a cardigan, or a cable waistcoat, even a bookmark. And I did find pet accessory in lace weight, because there's a snail shell cover, but just don't. Not with this. Please no. The St Kilda has some Sewy and Borrowy fleece in, which are sturdy yarns as well. They were pretty much lived out in the Atlantic, and they've ingrained themselves with salt, sea air, and the Atlantic winds coming racing through. Oh, it just makes me feel cold. But the power of it, they would need a really good coat of wool. And also there's the Shetland, which is workhorse of all things dyed, and you can do loads of stuff with Shetland wool. It's grabby for colour work and soft enough so you can have it on babies. And when I was working with it, I was finding that it was softer as it was knitting. The stockinette part of it is just, when you rub it with your fingers, it's just lovely. And it's a lot softer than I was expecting it to be. There's wee bits of hair that are popping off or being caught by the needles occasionally, because it's a long staple length, and this makes me sort of think that the lace is going to be content to sit all long and twisted, because most of it won't be tightly knit. But the part where it is, in the stockinette, it's sitting just quite the thing. I'm thinking about the three aforementioned fleece, and then this would be best suited to outer garments, but most of my woolly knits are outer garments anyway, so it doesn't faze me if it is prickly. But you know, I don't actually think there's going to be much of a prickle. The lace pattern so far is very nice, and so has the small stocking stitch. And it's also survived very well to being, as is usual with me, ripped out completely, because I can't count, or repattern instructions properly. I don't see it having a lustre or the heavy drape. I think it'll be a nice drape, but this is warm, and I'm adding beads to it, and it's survived the very thin metal crochet hook. And I think that'll encourage the sitting nicely of the shawl. And it's taken very well the manipulation and the pausing and the picking up. And when I was doing that, I only actually managed to drop one stitch, which wasn't bad for me, and it picked up very quickly. All the rest of them just sat there and looked at me. And I thought, ooh, I like that. So there we come to the colour. This is a good colour episode, actually. These are, Joy has created 10 gorgeous shades, and Blacker have actually got the natural dark for those who prefer to knit with nature's shades. There's 3 sets of mini skeins for anyone looking to add some stripes to the project, and if you've seen the pictures of these in your newsletter, want. The colours are all named after St Kilda places, and some of them are quite hard to see. I have the Mole Showy, which, no, that's not true. That's the pink, that's the cerise pink. I've got the Stack and Armin, which is the purple. There's Loch Herta, which is a sort of blue. And then there's Glen Bay, which is the dark that has got the navy blue that Knitting Goddess and Louise are going mental over. And I was like, don't actually remember seeing that. Honestly, I just can't get past my purple. And they all go so beautifully together. There's green, lime green, turquoise, dark blue, a sort of purple blue, a purple, a crimson, a red, an orange, a mustard yellow, and then there's a light and a dark grey. And all of them go just absolutely stupendously. There is a colour wheel sitting here. I've gone off script. As I said, I've got the purple one, and it's not coming out as a complete solid because there's lighter flecks in here, which I like very much because I always think that gives it a nice texture and a depth to the swatch. There's bright colours, they're very deep, beautifully saturated and dyed. And if you're wearing any of them, people, I think they're going to notice you in a good way. You'll catch their eye. So there's no wishy-washy here. I myself love deep colours. I drink it in. And the wee colour card, it's something to be put on the notice board and just look at. And you can refer to it then too. Also, I like to thank the people in Blacker who put together the shape cards. That's something I can't see being done by machine. So I appreciate your hard, fiddly work. The ball band and the product information is really interesting and full of things that you didn't know you needed to know until you read them. Like the link to the St Kilda. These, I think, would make great haps, something to keep you warm. You can play with the colours until the cows come home, or the sheep, depending on which farm you're on at the time. The mini skein set, well, keep listening for ideas on how to use those kiddies up. I've enjoyed working with the sample, albeit I dithered terribly about what to do with it. I just wanted to make something so special with it. And even though the sheep actually didn't live in St Kilda, their ancestors did, so therefore it's still, it's very special, this yarn. And with it being a limited edition, you're going to have to be quick. Quicker than quick. You're going to have to be quattro fast, and believe me, that's fast. Where he was in his day. You're going to have to buckle fast. And buckle was running with me when I was on my bike coming downhill. Not an actual hill, just a road hill near the house. And 45 kilometres an hour. And he maintained that for quite a bit. He's mad. There was puddles at the bottom. He had a lovely drink. He slept well that night. So thank you to Blacker Yarns and Knitting Goddess for their wonderful product. You can buy the yarn at Yarndale, to start with. And for those of us who aren't going, you can get it online very shortly after. And then I would suggest be faster than Google because it's limited supply. Legends of the Fall swap section. So today I opened up the swap section for people to go in and choose who they were going to have, and so far there's two of you going in. There's an odd number, I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm sure you're big enough out there, you can help me with this. So we've got three items. Item one has to be made by you and reflecting the legend and useful to the person receiving it. Item two has to be something of use to the person receiving it. Oh, add on. Yeah, it has to be something of use and doesn't have to be made by you. Item three has to be edible and reflecting the legend. Ooh, 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 yummy, yummy, yummy. And there can obviously be more items included, but don't go overboard and try to stick to your £40. And also please include a note explaining everything. You must post this by Halloween and check in to me the first week of October for a update, just make sure that you're getting on okay. Second review section. I know, I couldn't believe it. It was such a lovely week. Well, barring the ankle, but you know this makes up for it, so it's just fantastic. Have you, or any of you, had gradient yarn or a gradient pack, mini skein pack, and thought, oh, I like the pretty, but I have got no idea what I'm going to do with this. Well, fear not, no longer my knitter friends. I have a very book just for you. This is Knitting with Rainbows and by Carol Feller. Now, the book itself measures 210mm by 210mm, which is nice and square. And it has 88 pages and it's €22, which is about £19. And that's its actual book, and the electronic pattern is, if you buy the book, you can also get it into your library. If you buy the actual book, then you get it into your access to the ebook. Oh, gee whiz, I'm murdering this, I'll start again. So if you buy the print copy book, you're going to get the ebook too. Now, the ebook is a little bit longer. It is 92 pages on the way my PDF is. So it actually makes me feel like I've got a few extra pages. That's great. I know I have exactly the same as what the printed copy is. Now, there's 11 patterns in this, and they are are some technical aspects to it too. The Shanakiel or Shankill, I think it's Shankill but it's spelled differently, it's the cover pattern and it's the cool and trendy shaped sail-shaped shawl just now. There's a mix of patterns, there's two hats, one sock, four shawls, one fingerless long glove, two cowls and a long scarf, all of which have different techniques, and I think that really gives a good blend of different ways to use your yarn. The photography in this is by Joseph Feller, and he's done the layout too, which I have to say is very, very eye-catching. I got this book, I had a good look over it, and then after it I was off for one of my many bike rides, and I was thinking about it, it was like a good cup of tea or coffee, it was percolating in my brain. And I kept thinking of the colour. The colour was what kept coming back to me. And that's what it's all about. And I thought, well, that's pretty good actually. Because we're knitting with rainbows. And or the way I paused there is because in our house, when you see a rainbow, Daisy always goes, rainbow. Sorry. So knitting with rainbows in this house. And I just closed my eyes and I could see the layout of the yellow and the black and the orange and the red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can knit a rainbow, knit a rainbow, knit a rainbow too. I've got my eyes closed, I'm so excited. The way the layout is there's panoramas down across the page from the pictures of the various backgrounds of patterns throughout the book. Some of the photos of the shawls have been taken in front of heavily patterned backgrounds. Sort of somebody's, it's not graffiti painted, but they've designed the wall and it's yellow and black. It's just fantastic. And it just grips me in the back of the cornea. So, oh, look at me, I'm so excited. I'd say that this was a carefully put together and it's a resource and pattern book for how to use gradients. It's not just patterns, there's a lot of technical information in this. You don't have to read all through it, but can you remember the St Kilda mini skeins? Well, they might not go from shades of gradients, but these patterns would be fantastic if you were wanting something that wouldn't mind being in lace weight. So all of the patterns are in 4-ply and the hats in sport weight, or one of the hats. But I think that the gradients tend to be 4-ply. I don't think that's going to stop you. So if you find some lace weight, or some hand spun, or different weights, go for it. Unleash these mini skeins. Now, Carl's used Miss Babs, Miss Georgia, Fibre Spates, that's not right, Miss Babs and Georgia, Knitting Goddess, Dragonfly Fibres, plenty of them, so you can easily get either side of the Atlantic and beyond. I've said that wrong. It's Sweet Georgia Fibre. I knew it wasn't bugging me right. So we've got lace, there's slip stitches, seamless, stranded, I-cord, textures. There's loads of different ways to work with your gradients here. And also what struck me about the book is the tutorial parts of it. There's wee diagrams, wee samples to show you. Excellent schematics on working out on the bias. I got the feeling that there's a lot of thought and careful work has gone into this book. Carol, of course, very well known, and I think she's done herself proud with this book. It really gives you loads to think about. If you haven't worked with gradients before, or you've seen them and not bought them because you don't know how to work with them, but fear not, my friends. Carol's done the work for you. This is the book for you. I mean, you could just go in and knit one of the shawls and know fine well that because Carol's done all the hard work, you're not going to have to sit there and work out all the stuff that she's had to do. Or you can be more informed and read through them. There's plenty of techniques if you've been there before. There's a good range of patterns, and I think this is going to increase your world charmingly. So thank you to Carol Feller for letting me review your book, and I would totally recommend that everyone would go buy this and support the designers. And this is Knitting with Gradients by Carol Feller. Me section. As I've mentioned before, last episode, I was working on the Gypsy Cables headband and I was using Cornish Tin 2 in the Wheel Kitty colour, which is a copper kind of colour. And I had gone wrong with it because there's a rat in the pattern, but I went and sat and took it back to where I knew I would start again and whizzed through the second half of it. And I was actually watching Pole Dark when I finished it, so it was quite delayed. It's actually on the blocking board just now. I could take it off and I've got to sew a button on it. The pattern was from the knitting catalogue. No, it was Knitting Patterns One a Day 2012, and it was by Tina Saunders. I think I had a dream about her. That's just not right. Little Louise La La Land's awfully silly sometimes. So it's a very quick knit if you go right in your cables, but I think that the Cornish tin, it blocked beautifully. I've loved working with that yarn, and I think a hat is going to be coming out of there soon. I actually finished that, and then I finished my Colour Collusion shawl, my Jan in Hamby, and I used the yarns from the plain, Blue Face Leicester, and a gradient from blue through to green to yellow. And I was working on this. I got to pick up the border one, and I was trying to use up the yarn because I had 34 grams left, and I said, because the pattern that Jan's used is written for a different yarn, and I was desperate to get to the yellow, or lime green as it is, and I was thinking, well, this is going to just finish the shawl off properly, it'll just give this nice pop along the edge, and do you know what, it was fantastic. It just so makes it, I mean, I liked it before I got to the lime green, but oh, just to me, this is that colour, this kicks you in the back of the corneas again. So I love it. There's a picot binding edging, which took a while. And I was actually starting to think I was going to run out of colour because I've been going on and on and on. Knit, 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 knit the whole way through. I'm singing a lot today. Don't always. Sorry, listeners. Your poor ears. Oh, do you know what Daisy got for her birthday coming up this weekend? Drums. 7 o'clock drums is not much fun. She's going to go for lessons, but she's a kiddie. Sandy's had his guitar out, so they're going to start a band. They're not quite so white stripes because Mummy put a black sock in with the whites again. Wash stripes. Yeah. So the Colour Collusion, I ended up knitting, I think it was a good inch and a half worth on at the edge, and then the picot binding. And I was kind of glad that I'd taken a video of Jan doing a sort of wee tutorial, because I couldn't quite grasp what she meant from the pattern. But when I listened to what she said, oh, that's what it means. It's just me and pattern. Sometimes I have to have done it before I understand it. And love it. Absolutely love it. I know I'm going to get a lot of compliments on this. The way the shawl's put together, and also my choice of yarn, because it's all about me. Like, I went and dyed it. No, I didn't. Thank you, Nick, for your stupendous dyeing colour eyes. And then in my other finishing streak, I finished my Quillo quilt. I finished sewing on the binding. I reinforced the bit where my mum ripped off 3 inches worth of sewing in the back. She didn't do it on purpose, bless her. It's just the way it was. And it needed doing. It was good that she found it and not anybody else, really, don't you think? And I picked out the bit because I'd done binding and I'd used a light grey, whereas the binding itself was dark grey, and you're supposed to use this closer colour to the binding as you possibly can, so it disappears even if your stitches are beautifully neat. I don't think mine's probably are, but I took that bit that I had done out because it was sheer laziness not going back upstairs. Completely held my hands up. So I took that bit out and went back over it. I then sat and took out all the extra bits of stitches out, the wee bits of thread that were hanging around, and the wee black plastic ties that I had to keep the quilt together whilst I was sewing on it, which took a good 45 minutes, beyond boring. but very necessary. And time spent on reconnaissance is seldom wasted, the base. Yes. So that is done, and it's on the couch. It's been used, and it's been folded. It's been used, and it looks quite good. So I've washed my other quilt that normally sits on the couch as well. So it's quilt-tastic in my house now. I've not picked up the wall hanging for Christmas that I've started boring stuff. We were painting windows, and Richard put all the stuff onto my table that I use for sewing and boring stuff. Not enough room on my table, can't be bothered tidying it up. But that's it all done. Now I'm going to be knitting on Daisy's socks using the Smooth Operator by Susan B. Anderson. Sock knitting pattern. Sorry for all the banging. Apologies for last week for if you heard any banging. I was recording it in my bedroom. Today I'm in Sandy's bedroom. You might hear a ticking clock. It's very cathartic. And I noticed afterwards when I was listening back that the microphone was perched on my pillow. You were sitting on my bed. Yeah, it's okay. There's plenty of room for us all there. I'm not sure when you're in person. Just there, it was fine. And every now and again, because it wasn't on a stable setting, the sound on it's quite quiet just now. I'm wondering if I'm quiet. Seems to be quite quiet. I'll put myself up and see if I make any more noise. So hopefully, listeners, you've all got very good earphones and volume buttons. I try to keep the production of it as level as possible, and for some reason or other, the microphone, it works great for the bairns and for Richard, but I don't know whether it was too far away. So I pulled it closer and it kept kind of slipping down. So the banging kind of thud noise was me just moving it, trying to be as gentle as possible. And I'm very aware that if you're listening to that by yourself in a quiet house and you hear this kind of thud, you think, oh, somebody's in the house. Because I get that with entertainment sometimes, and it's just Mark banging the desk and he gets told off for that. So hopefully that's not the case in my episode. So I haven't done any more spindling. I'm going to be doing Daisy's socks. And what else was there? Oh, I have done a little bit more on Sandy's Crochet Dragon of Nicole's Nerdy Knots. And I've not got too much more to go. His wings seem very, very long. I mean, I know Toothless has got quite long wings, but for a toy, it just seems really low. So, I don't know what I've done. Maybe I've increased my hook size and it's just made it that bit bigger. It's a toy. It's Sandy. He'll love it. He just wants it finished because I started it at Christmas. And I was just like quite looking forward to finishing all the things, but I've not quite got there with that. So, I'm then going to pick up my owl again, and I've got, oh, the pie shawl, that's been lovely to work on, and I think I'm going to start a hat from Woolly Worm Heads knitting painted toppers for kids, for Daisy, and it's actually going to be the one that I saw on Ravelry this morning. I think it's called Kilbride, that's the one she chose, so I'll have a good review of that next episode. So, been busy with the old quilting. Caithness Quilters, we set up their exhibition, and it's in St Fergus Library upstairs in Wick, and it's on just now until the 23rd of September, so there are some just amazing pieces of work in there. We're going to need to get some new stands and ways of hanging things for exhibiting them, because the ones we've had them for years, and they were just, it was hard work getting it all together. And we were using Velcro because we were using stands that were other stands that we'd been borrowed, and we were using sticky Velcro to put in the Christmas sort of area. And Norm and I were working together, and says, right, put this one here, put that one there, because they'd been put there, and we were just right, let's stick it up. And then Lorna came around the corner and says, oh, don't you think it would be better if you put them three in the middle and that one there? And we're, I hate you now because I've just taken ages to stick that up. Rawr. Put up and says, she comes right here and says, it's wrong, I'm a scalper. I didn't actually mean that, I was just needing a cup of tea. But Norma just fell over laughing, really. And I mean, these are all ladies. There's no way on earth they would all be scalping me. So let's get that straight. I was just being facetious and flippant. And I love my ladies all very much. So if you feel the need to go in and learn a bit more about quilting, or just get your eyes popped out and you're in WIC, do go in. So what else has happened? Oh, pole dark in the library corner. I'm on my last pole dark book. I kind of don't want it to end. It's so like the Harry Potter series and Lord of the Rings. You don't want it to end, but you want to know what happens. I haven't even read the last page, because sometimes I do that. I'm one of them people. So I'm going to hopefully read that this weekend whilst I'm sitting waiting on Richard doing his Braveheart triathlon. Shopee section. Thank you very much for your purchases this last week. I very, very much appreciate it. The shop has a Red McGregor Tartan Project bag in, and handbag, and the retreat goodie bag is still there. I do have some Bruce Tartan Project bags. I've taken photographs, but I don't know quite why I haven't put them in. So if you want to contribute to my continued running of the podcast but get stuff back as well, then do please go visit www.etsy.com/shop/cadenessgraft. Blah 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 section. I very much appreciate you taking the time to download and listen to me. I hope I did the reviews well this episode. I really tried to do the Carol Filler one properly because she's never listened before. I followed her for ages, but it's like, I don't think she knew I existed, so I was quite delighted when I was given the chance to review it. And you know, I'm thinking about it, the more I tried, the worse it got. And I was like, from Monster's Egg, oh, hello! You know, the two ones that were trying to help Sully, and he's like, you're making it worse! Yeah, that was me. But thank you, Carol. I'm amazed if you're still there. A hello any Carol fans that have come in. Buy the book, it's fantastic. My email is cadenessgraftcollective@gmail.com. I am on Ravelry as Louise Hunt, Etsy, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Facebook as cadenessgraft. You can access the Flickr photos from LouiseJ2010 or via the Podbean site as www.cadenessgraftcollective.podbean.com. The photos are down the right hand side. I'm going to use the good time outro and hope that you're all well, and thank you for listening. Next episode, I promise I'll edit it properly. Keep on crafting.